USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A gunman opened fire at an off-campus party in Texas, leaving 2 people dead and 14 injured before he escaped in the ensuing chaos. The shooter may have been targeting one person at the party of about 750 people outside of Greenville, southwest of a satellite campus of the Texas A&M University system, and that others were shot at random. The shooting took place at what Hunt County Sheriff Randy Meeks said was a Halloween and homecoming party for Texas A&M University Commerce students, though officials have said it was not a school-sanctioned event. Authorities believe there was one male shooter who entered the venue through the back door and began firing with a handgun. California's governor declared a statewide emergency with 200,000 people ordered to flee their homes because of wildfires fueled by historic winds, and millions are without electricity after the largest utility cut power in some areas as a precaution to prevent other fires. This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrim for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Eris, and I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
The federal deficit for the 2019 budget year has now surged to $984.4 billion, its highest point in 7 years, and is widely expected to top the $1 trillion mark in the coming years. The 26% surge from the 2018 deficit of $779 billion that the government reported reflected such factors as revenue lost from the 2017 tax cut and a budget deal that adds billions for spending in military and domestic programs. The Joker is number one again at the box office. Todd Phillips' R-rated comic book hit regained the top spot at the weekend box office in its fourth week of release, narrowly besting Maleficent, Mistress of Evil. The Warner Brothers sensation, starring Joaquin Phoenix, took in 18.9 in ticket sales. That came in just above the 18.6 of Walt Disney's Maleficent. The Addams Family came in third with $11.7 million. Remember, you can listen online anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden discusses the rise of a political rival, and USA's Chris Barnes has the detail.
The former vice president says he's aware of his rival Elizabeth Warren's rise in the polls recently, and he has been losing some ground. But Biden said at an event in South Carolina it's not going to affect his strategy.
It won't affect my strategy, period. And I'm not being facetious. I think she's a fine person, a good candidate. But, I didn't get involved in deciding to run because of polling or a particular strategy. I got involved to run because I thought it was so critical that we defeat a man who is absolutely ripping this country apart.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hundreds of protesters chanting, "We are not your mascot," have marched in Minneapolis against the Washington Redskins team name. Demonstrators rallied ahead of the Minnesota Vikings game against Washington. The protesters called the team name racist and degrading to American Indians. Minnesota Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanigan told the crowd, "The mascot dehumanizes our people." Flanigan is a member of the White Earth Band of Ojibwe. Also speaking was U.S. Representative Betty McCollum. The Star Tribune reports McCollum said it's long past time for them to change their name. Washington owner Dan Snyder has said the team name shows honor and respect, but David Glass, president of the National Coalition Against Racism in Sports and Media and a member of that White Earth Nation, says the name is an offensive racial slur. This is USA Radio News.